Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better. This Christmas and as
guys,
we tremble,
we're back!
It's Christmas time!
Yes, as Saritha says, this is your friendly neighborhood snippet.
Yes.
And we are here with Saritha and Simone.
And we are talking about Christmas, guys.
So, we are fortunate to be dropping this on a Tuesday. And even though it's not technically the right TBT, we just gonna make that happen for today.
Mm-hmm. So, we're gonna hit you with a throwback to some of our greatest Christmas memories, some of our favorite Christmas songs, just the whole what is in the Clean Ears Christmas experience.
Yes, because if you listen to our snippet, Cranberry Sauce, that dropped the week of Thanksgiving, you know that when it comes to Christmas, it is not a game.
Not at all. We love it, love it, love it. So Simone.
Yes.
What is your favorite Christmas memory?
There was this one Christmas, y'all, where like God like smiled on it though. Like for real, for real. So we were at my big sister Sharon's house, which is one of my favorite places to be. Mm. And it was just nice. Like the food was like banging.
Mm.
We had like a lot of different kinds of dishes, but they were like all made with love. So everything that was on my plate, I would be tasting it. I'd be like, oh my goodness. I felt like, you know, I did like the chef joint where you like mwah, kiss the fingers. Like everything was just like scrumptious, y'all. And we just had friends and family in the building, and it was just nice looking around and seeing everybody just mingling. We were playing games. We were having a blast. And then, are y'all ready for this? Oh, my goodness. It snowed.
What?
Children, you know that there have been Christmases in Atlanta. Last year,
yes,
we wore summer clothes.
People
on Christmas Day. My sister wore a sundress on Christmas Day. That's how the weather in Atlanta can be. But that Christmas, it snowed. And because it snowed, almost everybody spent the night. So then it ended up turning into like a sleepover.
Aww.
So then it's like, it's just an amazing feeling when you wake up in the morning, you got the tree there with the lights on, you look outside, you see it snowing, and then you just look around, and I may see my brother on one couch and like a cousin on the floor, and I'm like, we just out here. And it was wonderful. It was just, y'all, God smiled on that Christmas. We still talk about it.
Aww.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds so magical.
It was like Disney-esque. Disney-esque.
So good. Okay, my favorite Christmas memory is not actually of Christmas Day, but one of the things that we used to do back home in Cali, my dad only did live Christmas trees. So even after the divorce, for our house, we would go up to the mountains and get a Christmas tree. This memory is burned in my brain because it's one of the most favorite things that we used to do is that we used to get in this truck. Used to drive like the hour and a half into the mountains, listening to Christmas music.
Oh.
And so we're all bundled up and we're singing Christmas songs all together. I mean, jingle bells with little children is like the best thing in the world. And then we get up there and then we go around and we pick a tree. And then my dad actually like really saws that thing down. I mean, when I tell you, and then my dad would throw us on the tree and then pull all three of us to the car on the tree. So not only is my dad a superhero at this point, we're all in our plaids and our big jackets. And you know, in California, it never gets cold. So we were like, really like, oh my God. We were wearing boots. It's the only time we wore boots.
We all sweating.
It was cold.
Oh, okay.
And then we get the tree up on top of the car. And then we get hot chocolate. And we get all the way back down to the house. We pull the tree into the house. And it's really like that really live smelling evergreen that's just all up in your nostrils, and then we decorate the tree that day. And so no matter what my parents were going through at the time, my dad would stay and we would decorate the tree, and then we'd do little skits and sing songs in front of the tree. Like we have legit family video of the three of us singing and acting the fool in front of the tree, and it's one of my favorite Christmas memories.
That sounds so sweet. My dad used to be like, man, go get that tree out the closet.
Me and my little nuclear family.
That is so sweet. Oh, little Collins is doing little skits and things. Oh, that is so sweet.
So let's talk about this Christmas music, because it's one of our favorite pieces.
Oh my goodness, yes. So you heard in episode 22, where we talked about the first act of Christmas that we engaged in, and the songs that we absolutely love. For Sarita, it was the Charlie Brown soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
And my Christmas kickoff song was Boyz II Men and Brian McKnight, Let It Snow. That song is, I smile when I say the song. That's how real it is. So, Sarita, what is on your, what's going to be in your headphones this Christmas?
Man, my Christmas is all about the jams, man. You got to have Mariah Carey.
Oh, yeah.
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, yeah.
And it has to be Mariah version. Like, I get people have sang the song.
That's cute.
And she even sang it again on the second album. We need the first album, Mariah Carey version. That's how we do this.
Yep.
That's how it goes.
Absolutely. I will be making it my personal mission to make a full hip-hop Christmas playlist.
What?
But clean, because some people have come out, you know, Jim Jones, Dipset had their Christmas moment, and that's not exactly, it's not making the playlist. It's not for the children.
No, not even for the grown-ups.
Man, listen, it ain't for the same. And so I bought it when it came out, though, but BC Life. And I will be putting together just a wonderful playlist of rap and R&B goodness,
mm-hmm.
and for my own personal enjoyment.
Right. Also, Clean Years will be really featuring a song every day from December 1st to December 25th. A Christmas song will be on our Facebook page. These will be some of our favorites, some songs that you may not know. We're going to hit some deep cuts of some of these Christmas albums, because we are Christmas connoisseurs, people.
We do this.
And they will be made into a full playlist on our Spotify as well. We are loving Christmas music, guys. We're going to share it with you. It's going to be a mix of rap, some gospel cuts, because, you know, some of us born and raised in the church knew that all we had was, like, Kirk Franklin and Jesus is the Reason for the Season.
I got a reggae song or two. I'm going to hit y'all with it.
Yes, get ready.
Come through for my yardy friends.
So I'm so excited about the season.
Exactly. So, Courtney P., what is your favorite Christmas memory?
Okay. Gather around, kids. Have a little story to share.
Girl, you're younger than me.
Born in the 90s.
Stop it. I'm not. That's not something I'm proud of. Guys?
Guys, first of all, we learned today.
I'm not proud of
which
it.
Which just shows that our math is not great.
I'm not proud of it. So I only wear that shirt because my brother bought it.
How
you know what? You and my brother were both born in January of 1990.
I'm
missed
so sad.
Out.
Oh, yeah, stop talking about this. It's okay. Sad. What's your Christmas memory, girl?
I think what I love most about it was reoccurring. I guess it was a tradition for the Pledgers. So I grew up in a Santa believing household.
Oh.
So what my parents would do is, every year, I would speak with Santa on the phone, me and my brother. Come to find out that was actually my uncle, but we would speak with him every year to make sure, you know, he got our list, to make sure that we were being good and all that jazz. And we always look forward to the phone calls. And also, we would always, every single time we woke up, we would leave little cookies for Santa. And when we woke up the next day, of course, the cookies would be gone. My dad would eat them. But we thought Santa ate them.
Wait, dang, were these crack cookies that Santa got?
No, they were.
There's not real crack in them cookies.
This is before there's no crack. Well, this is before the crack cookies. But the cookies would be gone, and there would always be a letter back that Santa would write back to us. And, of course, that was my mom. But that was something that we just always looked forward to. Like, oh, Santa cares. He sent us back a letter, and we always left a letter for him, too. So I guess that's my little memory that I love the most.
First of all, shout out to Michael and Renette.
Yes.
Because y'all were the real MVPs for, like, keeping this whole situation alive. They're like, guys, they had to come to, and the uncle.
Yes.
Because y'all had to come together. You know they had to have a call or two, girl, just to piece it together.
And even when we were, like, in the doubting years of Santa, like, we would look for presents. They were never there. Like, they always were one step ahead of us, so...
Look at that.
Thanks for being clutch for that.
Aww. They look at them. And you probably thought they were so cool to just have the number all memorized. I know they didn't let you just dial up Uncle Ronnie.
Oh, yeah.
You know those pushing the button.
And this is before, like, cell phones and caller IDs, too. But we would just always.
Girl, his name would be Santa in my phone. Who's calling? It's Santa.
Hope he was good.
Oh, it was great.
So I have a question for y'all. Mm-hmm. What is the silliest Christmas thing that you've ever done? Or silly, or like a silly...
Ice skating every time. Because
how,
I think...
Why is that silly? Can you not skate?
No, I can't.
Oh my gosh.
But I go.
Why are you doing this?
Girl, I went ice skating because it was part of the season. I got hopped up on Christmas. And I went out there thinking I could do something like it was a Christmas miracle. And I fell so hard. I fell so hard. My grandchildren gonna feel it. It hurts so bad. Like, when you fall to the point of where your bones ache and you're just like, how am I supposed to get up off this ice? Ice is not forgiving, guys. Ice is horrible.
I don't even know what to say to the fact that you just showing up every year. You going this year?
I don't go every year. This happened like two times though. Like, I didn't learn the first time. God had to hit me the second time. I was like, you girls, stop ice skating.
We're going to do it again.
No.
Family,
we'll let y'all know at the top of the year if Saritha wins.
if my hip is out, I'm too old for that. No.
Courtney, what is a silly?
I don't even think this is silly. I just think it's sort of embarrassing. What? But earlier this year, my parents found a VHS.
Baby
of
God.
A Christmas.
Yes.
What did they play it on?
Well, they went to Walgreens and they got it changed into a DVD.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What's on it, girl?
It was, oh my gosh, it was early 90s. My brother was a baby, like a baby. Like, he was still saying, like, he wasn't saying his Y's and his W's, like, he was getting those mixed up. That's how young he was.
Oh.
And it was just bad. Like, I had, first off, I had the bonnet on.
You already know.
Had the bonnet on, and I guess I was sleeping really, really good because I had dried up.
Why are they filming you like
on
this?
My face! Even wipe you down before they turn the camera on?
Wow.
This was in my BC years, too, because I realized...
You're a baby!
I don't care!
What?
I realized...
No.
Were you cursing?
No. First of all, there is a sandwich. There is a sin sandwich. You are born. You are automatically. You can't
have
the joy.
You were born?
No.
It was my BC year because I was spoiled rotten. And I don't know if I was at the phase where I truly, like, fully was invested and believed in Santa or if I knew it was my parents. But in the video, it's just like, I'm opening these gifts and I'm not happy.
Huh?
And then I'm like, oh, I forgot to tell Santa that I wanted this.
Oh my
God. And I hear my parents in the background. They're like, well, maybe you should just be thankful that Santa got this. And I was like, yeah, I know, but I asked Santa specifically for this. And I just, it was funny to look at, but it was also kind of embarrassing because I was like, gosh.
Your parents were thinking, this little brat.
And my brother the whole time is just like, he got a yo-yo. And he's like, this is all I ever wanted. Like, thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad.
Your brother was your favorite. That's why he's
so
the favorite dad.
Happy. He's like, Courtney, do you like your presents? I got it for you. Give me a hug. This is when he was
Courtney.
Just like. And I was just such a brat, and I'm just so, I was like, you know what, you guys need to burn this. Burn this, thank you, Jesus, but burn it. So, yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh my gosh.
It's bad, y'all.
Young, bad Courtney.
It was
what
terrible.
About young Simone?
Well, let me tell y'all something. All right. I have two, just because y'all want extra. The first one I think is just hilarious, so I'm going to share it with y'all, even though it's not really a memory for me. It's kind of a distant memory. But my mom was like, listen, the reason why we couldn't really do the Santa thing with you is because you were not feeling it as a small person. My mom said she tried. She said, girl, listen, I took you. I put you on his lap. He was like, what do you want? And you politely told him that you'd already notified your mom of the things that you need. Thank you for your time, good sir. Hopped up off his lap, and we went on home. So when I was growing up, all of my gifts were from mom and dad. And I always thought, like, growing up, like, after the fact when I was older, I was like, dang, my parents did not love me. They didn't even try. And then when my mom told me that, I was like, that sounds like something I would do. So never mind. I've always been insanely practical. I'm like, why am I being asked twice? I've made my requests. So one of my silly memory, though, that story makes me chuckle. But as I mentioned in our last podcast, I was Santa Claus one year. And I think that y'all need to understand how epic this was for the small town of Lilburn, Georgia.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, back in the day, okay, I used to, when I was in high school, I worked at Eckerd in Lilburn. And so one year, they just needed somebody to be Santa Claus because they're like, the kids are going to come through. They're going to want to take pictures with Santa. Who wants to do it? And I was like, I want to do it. And everybody looked at me sideways and I was like, is that a problem? And they were like, nah, no. You can be Santa. And I was like, that's what I thought. And so I was definitely probably the most interesting Santa they've seen in that I was definitely not chubby and a black girl. And I remember specifically, like, my job for the day, it was so gravy. That's probably why I wanted to do it. I was sitting in the break room watching old reruns of Martin until somebody came to take pictures. Because I can't just be in the store, just out here. You know, kids be believing. And so I wasn't prepared to just be run up on like that. So I was, like, hanging out in the break room until they, like, called me. Like, when my elves called. And it was like, yeah, you got company. So I remember going, and there were these two young boys there with their mom just trying to take Santa pictures like normal children, and then they got their lives ruined.
Because what did you do?
I didn't do anything. I walked out there. I did my best voice, and guys, I be doing the voices, so trust me, it was not a game. I was in character. And one of the boys was like, Santa's a girl. And I was just... I don't remember what my verbatim response was, but what I do remember is that we definitely still took pictures. They definitely still paid for them. They you know, because they could have legit been like, you know what, guys, we're not fooling with y'all this year, and we're going to take our pictures elsewhere. But their parents still took the pictures, like paid for them and everything. So somewhere in Lilburn, Georgia, definitely tucked away in an attic or basement and not on display, there is a picture of somebody's sons from 2002 with a black girl Santa. That was me. It was a proud day for me. It was a proud day for women, I like to think. Yeah. Miss Claus, I mean, she'll be getting no play. Mrs. Claus is not even in the songs, guys. And so I feel like it was a proud day for women.
Equality.
Yes, equality. That I was able to step into the suit and either bless or completely traumatize the lives of some children. I hope I blessed them. Yeah, that was my silly Christmas memory. And then I got off work and had to go pick up my car because I left it to get an oil change. And I definitely pulled up in the suit. And they were like, what? And I'm like, it's me. I have money. It's, you know, it's, you're here to get my car. No jokes, please. So I hope you guys enjoyed our silly Christmas stories. Because we definitely enjoyed sliding on down memory lane and telling them. I definitely am going to make some cocoa and find out how Sarika's dad threw her on a tree.
He was a very strong man, Navy dude.
No, I understand the strength. I'm trying to understand how you're thrown. The only person I knew that was thrown on the tree is Christ.
No, the tree is already on the ground, and you just throw three little people on the tree and then pull it. Like, you know, kids.
I
can see
that. I want to know that
kids are buoyant.
I see that. That happens.
Did he set y'all down?
They do that here.
No.
You know, the tree is kind of tied up. And
you just put the kid on it, and you, like, and you get to ride it. It's very cute.
The tree is
okay,
standing up.
Putting y'all on is one. It's the throwing you on the tree that
matters. Well, it's not like he, like, tossed little footballs. He just did a nice little boop
Okay, I
fell softly.
But this was new to me, so I was just like, what? Okay, I've been enlightened. I've learned so much today. I learned that Courtney was a brat who apparently slept real sloppy. Yeah.
Y'all not gonna see that, though.
No, you're gonna be strong.
That. I'm hoping to watch them hit them on the Book of Face. Mm-hmm. So guys, again, be on the lookout on Facebook for our daily Christmas jams. Also, keep your eyes on the site www.cleanairshow.com so that you can see exactly when that playlist posts so that you can bless your whole entire life and your families. And whatever you do, whether it be silly or traditional, just enjoy it.
Yeah, have a good time. Have a good Christmas time.
Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving and a Merry Christmas.
Oh, Jesus. Listen, bye.